We're in a primary seven class here at Balbardi. Mr. Bell, what kind of hushed tones? Because we're in the middle of a spelling lesson. But what I've noticed in this classroom is that there's a mixed economy of devices.
That's right, yeah.
Now I can see iPads, I can see laptops, and I can see Nintendo DS.
And a Nintendo Wii.
And a Nintendo Wii as well.
Nintendo Wii as well.
Now, what is your thinking about having such a range of devices in the classroom, all being used for learning? Is there a particular rationale as to why this is happening in your school?
I think one thing we don't want to do is become a single device approach. I know from my own experience, the minute you change your mobile phone, you spend months trying to work out how it works, and we need to get our children familiar with using a range of devices so that no matter where they come across them in everyday life, that they have the skill capability to mm-hmm. use the device. And here at the moment, we've got a Nintendo DS is used as more of a spelling test approach to check individual progress, mm-hmm. With a class teacher holding the central device to see how every individual is getting on. Mm-hmm. It's quick feedback, mm-hmm. and it means that it's got a very quick assessment process. The other children using the Nintendo Wii and the iPads are using them to do activities to support their weekly mm-hmm. Spelling pattern. And the same with the laptop, and now using Spelling City, which for us mm-hmm. Has been groundbreaking this term, because the children are going home wanting to do their Spelling City games.
Can I ask, Greg, some people think that children always want the newest device. You know, they don't want to use the thing that was the old device. Are you finding that at all? Because it doesn't seem to me, in the class that I've been in so far, that there seems to be a sense of they want to use what's the new. They seem to be making choices about devices because they're making active choices about what's best for the task.
Yeah, I think when you initially put a device in, there's that wish to get to use it as quickly as possible. But as you can see in this class just now and in the previous class, the children can recognise the best device for the activity they're mm-hmm. doing. And that comes through time of showing them what a device is capable of, mm-hmm. So that they're able to make an informed choice on which device to use.